USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the G7 summit winds down in France, host French President Emmanuel Macron says Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says he is willing to meet with any world leader, including President Trump. Macron speaking through an interpreter at a news conference with Trump at his side.
President Rouhani said that he was prepared to meet any political leader in the interest of his country.
For his part, President Trump defended his removal of the U.S. from the multi-nation Iranian nuclear accord, but said that the Iranian willingness to renegotiate an accord could make it better. Macron argued that a nuclear deal with Iran is better than no deal at all. On another front, President Trump says he believes China now wants to strike a new trade deal with the U.S. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Private investigators have now been hired by former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz to determine why he was shot and nearly killed in the Dominican Republic back in June. A spokesman for Ortiz says he has not spoken to law enforcement in his home country since the day he was shot. Ortiz hiring former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis to lead the investigation. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says it's determined a deputy who said he was shot by a sniper last Wednesday made up the whole story. However, a Sheriff's Department official says
Reynosa failed to provide information regarding his motivation for this act.
21-year-old Deputy Angel Reynosa admits he used a knife to rip fake bullet holes in his uniform. A criminal investigation's underway, and Reynosa has already been fired. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Most meteorologists agree that nuking a hurricane would not stop it and could, in fact, make things worse. Axios is reporting that President Trump reportedly asked about the idea of dropping bombs into the eye of a forming hurricane back in 2017 during a national security briefing. And while the White House hasn't confirmed the report, it's not the first time that idea has surfaced. Government scientists reportedly discussed the idea back in the 1980s. Police say a woman kicked a pregnant woman in the stomach during a fight at a Delaware Chick-fil-A. Police say Jada Blake confronted the 21-year-old pregnant woman after the two jockeyed for a spot at the restaurant's drive-thru over the weekend. Blake hit the woman in the head and then in the face and then kicked her in the stomach. Police say Blake knew the woman was pregnant at the time. The victim was taken to a hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Louisiana is taking home its first ever Little League World Series championship. Yeah, the kids from River Ridge, Louisiana, crushed Curacao 8-0 in yesterday's title game. They are also the first team to ever win the Little League World Series after losing their first game in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.